The late Bishop Paul Zipfel, whom we remember, had in his office hanging, and he would often remind us priests that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Not just a cliche. There's a lot of wisdom there. St. Paul, in today's reading, reminded us what the main thing is in our faith. And it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Lord lives. He carries the wounds from Good Friday with him for all eternity, and we're waiting for him to return. St. Paul said, if Jesus was not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. That's the main thing of our faith. As human beings, body and soul, the main thing for my body is my health. I work with people every week, pray with people every week who are sick and dying. If we lose our health, we have nothing. That's the main thing of my body. And the main thing of my soul is to love Jesus Christ and to come here to receive the Eucharist. Love of God, love of neighbor is the main thing of my soul. That's what brings us here, the Mass, in which we receive his presence. So in the midst of difficulty and change, and in the midst of sometimes fear and uncertainty, we need to remember that the Eucharist, while change is constant, the Eucharist remains the same. And that's the main thing. Father Ani gave a great homily last weekend. He announced his transition. We have that change coming. You remember the change we went through 19 months ago when Father Becker was in transition. I had a great conversation with Father Becker in my office this week. He continues to improve and do well. He wants you to know that. We remember when Sister Idell left to go for studies in our pastoral care and funeral ministry. And most recently, Jennifer Braun is no longer the director of our music ministry. Father mentioned last week that we have the future father, Logan Obergewicz, coming. I called Logan, and he's very excited to come here. He's actually kind of a relative to me. We have Father Dosh coming as well. He's a longtime friend of mine. I lived with him for 3 years at St. Wenceslaus in Dickinson. I introduced Tammy Schaefer as our new pastoral care associate and who works with our funerals a couple of months ago. And today I'm introducing our new music director, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. His name is Dr. Sebastian Hobotsky. He's 34 years old, and he comes to us with vast talent and experience. Sebastian plays the organ, the piano, and the guitar. He plays the bass, the drums, as well as the cello. But he's also a professional lyric tenor, and he sang for opera in Montreal. He's Canadian, so he's also fluent in French and Italian, and he does Spanish ministry in the parish where he is right now. But he also comes to us with experience. For almost 20 years, he has been in parish ministry work. Beginning his first job was at the age of 14. He's raised Catholic. He knows Catholic liturgy. He composes. He conducts. He also produces. His name is in the bulletin. You can take that home and look at it. His wife is Dr. Melissa McCann. She is the new professor of voice at the University of Mary. and she is singing for our masses here this morning. In the last 10 days, I have interviewed candidates. I started having conversations with Sebastian, and then he flew up last week, Monday, and met with my search committee on Tuesday. I continued to have conversations with him on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He told me that he can teach anyone to sing. He said, if you can recognize somebody's voice on the phone, you're not tone deaf. I'm not sure what he can do with me. I'm kind of an old dog, don't like new tricks. But we talked about the work he and Melissa will do for our children's choir, teaching them voice when they really need to learn it. He is a delightful young man, and he's looking forward to becoming a part of our faith community. He is starting part-time because he has contractual agreements at the parish where he is now in Nevada. So he had to go back for a wedding yesterday, like I had a wedding here. But he will be here this week to work with my staff, to meet my staff, to attend staff meetings. He will meet our music ministers. He will meet our council members and our deacons and their wives. So he is looking forward to life here at Corpus Christi. I want to conclude with two things that I want to be very clear about. The first thing is that I am not changing our music culture here at Corpus Christi. The next pastor might, fine, but I am not. If I was going to change the music culture here, I would have done it 19 months ago when I arrived. I was involved with the charismatic movement before I went into the seminary. I appreciate contemporary music. Catholic parishes are not like Dairy Queen franchises, where they're all the same. We all have our unique culture, if you will, while we remain Catholic, and that will remain. Second of all, I want to thank all of our music ministers. They have been given gifts from God to be used for others. They have received the musical gift and talent to be used for us, to help us worship. Music gives glory to God, the church says, and then builds up the body of Christ. And we also have many Protestants helping us during this transition. One, I had Dr. Jason Thomes in my office last week asking me, what can I do for your Catholic worship? He's using his gifts for others. Our music ministry, our Eucharistic ministers. Father and I work hard to give you a good homily. Our hospitality ministers, it all serves, my dear people, what we're here for. And that's the Holy Eucharist, which we receive, the main thing. Amen. Let's stay.